Unit 2, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 18. Listen and then read the extract from Long Walk to Freedom, the autobiography of Nelson Mandela.
It is social custom that a boy only becomes a man after he is circumcised. When I was 16, Justice and I made our way to two grass huts on the banks of the Mbashe River, together with 24 other boys. The night before the circumcision, women came from nearby villages. Together we sang and danced into the night. When the sun came up, we bathed in cold water. At midday, dressed in blankets, we stood in two lines, watched from a distance by parents and relatives. When the drum started beating, we sat down with our legs spread out in front of us. The old Inksibi raised his assegai and with a single blow changed each of us in turn from boys into men. As the pain shot through our loins, we cried, "Indi Inzora! I am a man." Afterwards, the Amakankatha, the guardian, explained to us the rules of entering manhood. We stayed in the huts until our wounds healed. After the circumcision, there was a ceremony and I was given my circumcision name, Daribhunga.